This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate is set to vote on a deal for the biggest economic rescue bill in American history. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The White House and Senate leaders have agreed on a $2 trillion emergency bill to rush aid to businesses, workers, and a health care system swamped by the pandemic. The Senate hopes to pass it later today, but House approval is uncertain. How the chamber would vote is also unclear, with members scattered around the country. The package would, among other things, get direct payments to most Americans and boost unemployment benefits, a lifeline for a nation reeling from a virus that, for most people, causes mild or moderate symptoms, but severe illness or death for some. The vast majority of people recover. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Spain now has the world's second highest tally of coronavirus deaths after 738 were announced, the country's deadliest toll in one day. As AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, the nation remains in lockdown.
At over 3,400 deaths, Spain has surpassed China's toll. Italy still has the most of any nation in the world, with nearly 7,000 dying from the pandemic. In typically bustling Barcelona, figures walk around with blankets, mattresses, or tents, punctuating the eerie emptiness. Spain's homeless have been telling the Associated Press they feel abandoned more than ever as everyone else hunkers down at home. The COVID-19 illness causes mild or moderate symptoms in most people, with severe symptoms more likely in the elderly or those with existing health problems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for an attack on a Sikh religious complex in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday, which killed at least 25 people. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
At least 25 people have been killed after unidentified gunmen and suicide bombers raided a Sikh religious complex in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Wednesday. The government said security forces killed all the attackers. Sikhs have been the target of attacks by Islamist militants before in South Asia. On Twitter, a Taliban spokesman denied responsibility for the attack. The killings come just a day after the United States said it would cut aid to the Afghan government by $1 billion over frustrations that feuding political leaders could not reach an agreement and form a team to negotiate with the Taliban. Human rights organizations and countries including the United States, India and Pakistan have condemned the attack.
The postponement of the 2020 Summer Olympics until next year is leaving athletes with mixed feelings of disappointment and relief. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Olympic wrestler Miles Amin earned his spot in the Tokyo Games by finishing fifth at the World Championships. He says waiting a year is tough, but he's an optimist.
I just looked at this as really just an opportunity to, get another year to develop and train.
Olympic swimmer Allison Schmidt, who won four gold medals, has been trying to qualify for a fourth appearance and says it's the right decision, but
there's mixed emotions, frustration, of course. There's a plan in place, and you follow that plan.
For most people, coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. For some, it can cause severe illness and death. The vast majority of people recover. I'm Julie Walker.
Turkey is charging 20 suspects in connection with the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Istanbul Prosecutor's Office said its indictment includes accusing Saudi Arabia's former deputy intelligence chief and a royal court advisor of instigating murder. The other 18 suspects are charged with deliberate murder. Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Saudi officials have denied accusations by some Western governments that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.